Walk away. What's going on with the walk away movement? We've got these people all over America that were raised as Democrats, or they were raised as conservatives and they went to college. So they grew up, you know, whatever way. The thing is, if you go to college and you have conservative parents, but your college teachers make you a liberal, that actually means that your parents didn't teach critical thinking. I actually did a critical thinking video about this on YouTube. It's called Critical Thinking. You know, you have parents who think good and right things, and they teach their children to think good and right things, but they don't teach critical thinking, but they teach good and right things. We believe good and right things. We teach good and right things. Okay. So the kids grow up, and one day the boy goes and plays at his friend's house. And his dad says, "Hey, let's go do this." And then the kid says, "Well, why?" You know, his friend says, "Why?" And his dad tells him why. And then he hears this conversation with everybody asking, "Why? Well, why? Why?" And the kid's never heard this before. He's at his, you know, in the car with his friend. He goes home, and his parents talk to him and say, "We should do this." And the kid says, "Why?" The parents have never heard that before. Who taught you to disagree with us? And so that's raising people to think rightly instead of raising people to think. So raising people to think rightly without thinking really isn't raising them to think rightly. It's raising them to speak and do rightly without thinking at all. And all it takes is someone to come along with a little bit of semi-critical thinking and a couple lies thrown in there to boot. Just a little tiny bit of antifreeze in the breakfast cereal to make it taste sweet, you know. We'll call it sugar and everyone's dead. And it's all because we've taught people to do things right instead of teaching people to think right. And that's a huge problem. I've been dealing with that a lot. In fact, over in Asia, one of the problems that we're dealing with, I was talking with some kids, you know, earlier this last week, and I overheard this conversation in Mandarin. And I knew that this guy was really upset, and it involved teachers and parents. Yeah, you know what I found out this week? I didn't know this. The Chinese word for parent is similar to the same word for mayor mayor or like the premier, or like a local leader, like a president. It's something like a house president. Like that's the Chinese word for parent. Or I suppose you could mix it around and you could say that the word for president or premier or something, or mayor, is similar to city daddy, or township daddy, or cabinet daddy, cabinet mommy, you know, like it's the same word. And I heard this and I'm like, jiazang. And he said, "What? Jiazang?" I go, "Li zang de zang ma." He said, "Xin zang yan zang de yan, shi zang de zang ma." And I'm like, so jiazang is parent and Shi Zhang is mayor, and it's Zhang that makes him the leader, because, you know, Shi is city and Jia is family, and Shi Zhang is the mayor and Jia Zhang is the parent. And it's like, so he's the president of the family, or he's the daddy of the city. I had a good laugh at that. And they did too. Isn't language a funny thing? Don't you love it when some foreigner comes in and your first language is his second language, and he's at, "Wait a minute, you're saying that that's what you call that?" And you're like, "Yep, that's what I grew up speaking." Well, they had that moment with me. And cheers, I need some Monster. You know, I'm actually thinking about getting Amway energy drink. I don't sell Amway. But I'm actually thinking about getting Amway energy drinks out of here and doing free advertising for Amway. Because there's nothing wrong with me using it. Right? You know, if I'm not selling it, I can use Amway wherever I want and talk about how wonderful it is. You know, if you're in Amway, then you can't run ads. Well, actually, you can't. Actually, you can appear on the radio. I think I called Amway's headquarters when I was tied up with it years ago. You can run ads. "I'm selling Amway soap." You can do that in a local newspaper. And you can go on the local radio station. "I'm selling the soap," and the soap is... And you can do spots. Like that's allowable, actually. Like, I've called the corporation and asked them, unless they change the rules. So I'm actually thinking about advertising, because the one thing that Amway salespeople, especially the big rich ones, never want is to sell products. They don't want that. They want to motivate people to sell products and tell them that they need to go to conferences and buy books and tapes to help them sell products, but they don't actually want to sell stuff. If you actually really get into selling stuff and push it, I'm going to go sell stuff, then they start giving you a hard time. Now, the little guys, they love to sell products. I mean, I worked with, you know, my upline that I was working with, they would help me try to sell stuff. But from the overall system, I didn't get a lot of help from that, which is one of the reasons that I left. In fact, when I was in the Amway days, I was with this family and they had a three-year-old. That three-year-old is now 18 and he's doing the Amway thing. And he called me on the phone and I gave him like a 90-minute earful of what was going on. And he was fascinated with my reason. I said, you got to have customers. You got to focus on customers. That's the problem with Amway. All the problems with Amway, people complain about this, that, and the other one. It comes down to focusing on customers. Maybe if I get into politics one day, I'll help peacefully solve the whole thing and make it work for everybody. I said, I don't have a problem with books or tapes of motivation. I have my own motivational brand. It's Avenue Guru. I'm getting my life coaching certification. My life coaching certification, it's actually boring for me because all of it I know. And all of it I think I can say better. The thing is, it's coming from people that have experience as professional life coaches. Like they make money doing this life coaching thing. And I'm like, these guys are doing life coaching and I can say it far better than they can. So I'm kind of thinking that there's enough life coaches and that I would just make a curriculum for other life coaches to use. I'm really thinking about doing that. Cause I don't need to go in there and mess with that stuff, but people do need coaching. In fact, I think that's going to be something I'm going to talk about. Hold on. Let me grab my pen that I randomly found, and I'm going to make a note because I'm going to talk about comfort. Comfort corrupts. I'm going to get to that later. All right. So, walk-away people. Walk-away people are thinking critically for the first time. And they've got all these ideas and they're saying, you know, this is just wrong. What's happening. It's just not right. The Democrat Party is the party of not thinking. And we can't just, you know, give out contraceptives and then promiscuous young people without any self-control at all. Then don't have to face the consequences of their actions. And instead they get hungry for more promiscuity and mess their lives up even more without having as many consequences. Like, that's not mercy. We have to look at it in the broader perspective. You've got these walkaway people, these walkaway YouTubers saying stuff like this. Zach King is one of, I love watching Zach's stuff. I think he talks a lot, but, you know, I've met my match, I guess. But what's it? This is the thing. I've seen some of these walkaway YouTubers saying that they want to have a dialogue with other liberal Democrats to try to convince them that they're wrong. And I'm sitting here shaking my head going, no, I've been trying to talk to you liberal Democrats for years and reason didn't convince you that you were wrong. You had to have an experience. The reason these people walk away is because they experience life in a catastrophic failure. And the philosophy that they come out with for why other people should walk away is not a reason that persuades a single person to walk away. It's the explanation of why they walked away after they had their catastrophic experience. Now, maybe their catastrophic experience was a conflict of values. You know, they're adults, they're looking at life, they're trying to reconcile truth. I'm an honest person. Okay. I mean, I'd never talked to conservatives before. Well, you dunce, why did you have an opinion about them? Ah, because that person's learning critical thinking for the first time. Now, I'm over here in Asia, and the kids were complaining about how the older generation in Chinese culture does not like to think. And this is not a racism thing. It's a culture thing. There is a cultural clash between the older and younger generations, because if you go to an old, and we're talking about Taiwanese complaining about this in their own culture. This is not a Jesse opinion. I'm reporting to you what I'm seeing on the ground. We've got a, we've got an old culture where people hold on to their beliefs only for the reason that they hold those beliefs, not because they have a shred of evidence to believe that those beliefs are correct or reasonable or accurate or useful or proven to work. In fact, if you present people with evidence that a different idea is correct, they'll be angry. And their only reason is, I have my idea. And their argument will be, well, you've got your idea. You've got your American interpretation, or you've got your young people's interpretation, or you've got your, and they observe a difference that doesn't prove anyone right or wrong, because me having an opinion in their old culture worldview is the highest reason for holding that. Now, ultimately, that's what liberal Democrat children are raised with thinking. You're a Democrat because you were born a Democrat, and the Republicans want to eat you and lay your meat on a bed of curry rice and fill their stomachs on your muscles and eat you while they drink red wine, because they're cannibals and Nazis and racists, and half the country is evil and loves the devil and does horrible things that everyone hates, and we're the only good people. And you got these walkaway guys that are finally saying, after 20 years of this, wait, really? Half the country likes things that everyone knows is bad? Like, really? Yeah, that's not someone who's been persuaded. That's someone who grew up without learning to think critically, and then life happened, and life pulled that person out of that thinking. It's not going to be persuasion that increases the number of walkawayers. Because I've been trying to persuade people to not, I mean, I've been talking to liberal Democrats for years. They aren't persuadable, not with words. It's got to be the evidence of life that does it. That is the Taiwan special for today. Where's my mouse? There's my mouse.